The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Hello everyone, welcome to this one game. I'm your host Rob. Welcome to the first stream of 2021. It's just time for a moment, a bit of party. It's me today. Today's show, I am going to be talking about lists for an upcoming event on TTS called The Fat Middle. I was meant to be joined by Owen, but Owen is indisposed, and therefore it's just going to be me, which is sad because obviously we really are only here for Owen. But fuck that, it's going to be great. We're still going to have a good time. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. If you listen to the podcast, Happy New Year. Please stay hydrated. If you join us on YouTube, leave some comments. Stay hydrated. Maybe subscribe or something. You don't have to, though. Whatever. And then if you're joining us live, which is my favorite, Happy New Year to you, everyone. Yeah, baby. Happy New Year to all of you. I hope you're all well. The stream streak will continue, so I'll be live every day, midday, until the COVID situation is over. Tomorrow, we will be doing live coverage from this TTS event as well, called The Fat Middle. Very, 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 very excited. Hey, World Docker, hope you're well. Sinful Gaming, Wahamar Rob, Salt and Sassy, the name of this show. Brilliant. Lovely to see you all here. So I won't mess about. I just want to say thank you to everyone on the Oswald Gamer Patreon who supported all of us last year, and for anyone that supports us this year and joins us this year. You guys are all great. Right, let me just get straight into this because it should be fun. Right, so hope you're all well, by the way. Is everyone well? Yeah, Sanka Jack, you seem well. You're all good. Yeah, Happy New Year. Don't forget, you should always join the Twitch chat. And if you come and hang out in the Twitch chat, you guys will be able to like talk to each other, become buds. I think that'll be super fun. Super, super fun. All right, so this TTS event that's being run tomorrow is actually really interesting. I mean, they're all interesting. And I think one of the fun things is keeping the whole thing alive. Speaking of fat, Benjamin, you're talking about me. oh no. Wait, is there a new boy? Oh dear God. Have we got to quickly jump onto... One second. Is there something just come out? Hold on. Let's go find it now. There might have been a leak, podcasters. Something might have come out live while we're here, so we all get to join in. Oh, here we go. Let's go find him. Let's react to the Sinesh boy. Here we go. Holy shitballs. Yes. Oh my God. Look at this guy. That's amazing. I am never painting that. It's amazing. Look at the marble on the chariot. Look at this claw. Oh my goodness. That is outrageously cool. Like a Catacross-esque style model. What do you guys think of it so far? Yes. Holy, that is insane. Not you beautiful things, but he is the Fat Middle. This is the Fat Middle released for us. What is this motherfucker called? We're clearly in for great of Warhammer, but who has a striking specimen at the end? Yes, we showed you, blah, blah, blah. Behold, Glottos Orsolion, Lord of Gluttony. Oh man, look at it from the side. Hey. Can I just say something that's super clever about... So either it's been painted so that, like, the light isn't, like, cast on him from the side here because he's obviously... Or it's just been lit that way. It's probably just lit that way in the photo, which is really clever photography. Like they actually allowed the shadow to land. So if you look, he's darker underneath the canopy, which I just think is absolutely excellent. Yeah, it's lighting because, obviously, you've got that down here as well. Look at this. His throne's got, like, some marble guy. That's outrageous. That's really cool. That's super fun looking. Podcaster guys, we're looking at the new model. Look at these big swole boys as well. They're fun. Yeah, they're fun. Wow. I wish they would put another model next to it for scale. They say it's massive, but no idea how big it is. Doesn't say. Anyway, that's enough of that. Man, that model is going to get a lot to cut commission. Yeah, there's like... there's what? There's four characters. Yeah, there's four characters. There's the two riders, and then there's the whole actual vehicle on it. That's nuts. That'd take you like 18 years to paint. Or I could just dry brush it. wait a minute. That is the 2121 preview model. One model. It looks good, though. There's a lot going on there. I couldn't paint that, but I don't want to paint that. So, is anyone... What are you, there's a video. All right, fuck it. Let's play the video. Let's go. Bam. Is it just going to be New Year, new models? Loads of new models. Are they just going to show one? Oh, some new Chaos stuff. So new Mechanicum stuff. That is... Oh, let's go back to this guy. Hold on. A guy on a cloud? Okay. He's Elven, because this is an Elven bit here. He's on a cloud. Is that going to be another Sineshi thing? Do you think? Interesting. That is... That's... Oh, I've made it small. Isn't that more Lumineth stuff? This is Lumineth, right? Or is this Teclis? That's more Lumineth stuff, definitely. What's everyone saying? Wind Elemental Lumineth. Nah, they are Lumineth. Yeah. The sport of monkeys are... Is he on a llama? Yeah, potentially. Look at those pointy-ass shoes. And look at that. So that's more Elven stuff there. I mean... Oh, wait. Look, look. Definitely Lumineth. There's no... It's the... Look. He, again, it's hollow armor. Look at that. There's nothing inside him. So it's like a Light of Artharion. But on a mount? This is a... Witch Hunter? Yeah, that's a Witch Hunter. Yeah, yeah. Witch Hunter. Look at that. That's a witch hunter. He's got stakes. It's a witch hunter all day. Look at that big... Look, I love that anvil for, like, smashing into, the like, the hearts of vampires. Look at that. Wait, go back to it. Look at that. Bam! Hammer. That's not... That's what a hammer is. Nah. Is that something different? So that's necrotic. This is a vampire. No, it's not a vampire. Oh, it is a vampire. Is it? It's not an orc. What does everyone think of this model? There is a light inside it. Beautiful. It's air elves. Yeah, hard for the witch hunter. An orc? It's not a vampire. It's a zombie. Witch hunters, Lumineth, my wallet will suffer. This is fun. We didn't know we'd do this today. I'm into this. Ah, and then big boy model. This is the one that intrigues me. No, go back. No, go. Stop. This one intrigues the hell out of me. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. And then the big boy model, which is ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. So ridiculous. Wait, let's go back, because I think we skipped some stuff. So hold on. Let me just see this. Podcast guys, I'm just guessing, so sorry about that, bros. Big love to you. Okay, let's try again. Okay, so this is Chaos Warriors. This is Chaos Space Marines. That's the trim for Chaos Space Marines. That's how it looks. So Chaos Knights or Demon Engines or something. That's a Demon Engine for us. Maybe it's the Spider redone. That is Imperial Knight stuff. Yeah, that is another big blaster, which is more Imperial Knight stuff. Oh, wait, is that on the same kit? Oh, it's the same one. Ooh, in which case, I feel that's chaos-y. You guys don't think it's chaos-y? Interesting. Well, that's obviously Mechanicum. We don't need any help with that. All good. And then the Air Boys. So that's definitely Teclis in the Air Boys, right? Yeah, yeah. The Vampire Hunter. Is there the Orc Boy? We don't know. All right, sweet. What a sweet-ass day. Yeah, that's fun. That's baller. Let me just cut across. Has anyone got anything to say about that? I mean, I'm generally always excited about new models. I'm pretty hype. But I don't really think I have much else to add to that. Is it a Warbringer for Titanicus, something big? Ooh, maybe. It's not Titanicus. It's Titanicus, not Knights. Okay, thank you, Burgermeister Time. That'd be interesting because... Okay, yeah, let's go for that. That sounds fine. There's still no heavy intercessors, for fuck's sake. I really didn't want to like the Slesh Mortal size, says Age of Sigmar. I mean, they look really good. I'm never painting them. Like, I'm all about it. Like, when the book comes out and they're super OP, whatever, I'm just going to shake hands. I'm like, look, well done for painting them. You guys have done great. The Air Elves look very good. I'm very excited about Vampires. So Vampire or Vampire Hunters. Like, I mean, it would be super cool if they kind of released both at the same time. Or, like, I don't know. I'd be really into that. That looks good. Yeah, yeah. Definitely think Deadwalkers of a sort are coming, says Thunderbolts and Lightning. Well, Deadwalkers are very, very frightening. Going to slap their terrible Beast Battalion in there and call it a day. All excited for Sinesh. All right, good. Well, look, that's an exciting New Year's Day for us all. That's a big jump up today. I'm very excited about that. That is fun. Depraved Drove is a good name for a nightclub. It is. All right, should we get on with the point of the show today? That's very exciting, though. I don't really have much to add to that. Like, all awesome, let's say that. Right, so this TTS event that's happening tomorrow is different to other events that maybe have ever happened, ultimately, because some factions are banned from being allowed to play, which is quite an interesting choice by Owen. I think that's really clever. And what we've ended up with is, so Nurgle, Eidoneth Deepkin, Fire Slayer, Seraphon, and Disciples of Tzeentch are all banned from playing at the event. And because they're banned, that means the meta has changed up a lot. And it is such an exciting meta. There are so many weird lists, and it's awesome. Everyone's done such a cool job of, like, being super, like, out there, which I'm very, very excited about. Like, it's very hard to, like, talk through a load of this. So, like, really interesting. Missing Owen, but, like, I'm going to try. So, Nurgle, Eidoneth Deepkin, Fire Slayer, Seraphon, and Disciples of Tzeentch banned. So, that's cool. That's super fun. So then let's look at what the meta was like. Okay, so there are 48 players, and then the most popular faction was Cities of Sigmar, and that broke down into two Living City lists, three Hallowheart lists, and a Hammerhall list is how that broke down. And they're all to some degree different. The Hallowheart lists are a little bit similar-ish, but not like exactly, and we're going to talk through some of those as well. But it's a great little... so that's cool, Cities of Sigmar. Loads of fun stuff in there to talk about in a moment. The other lists, Skaven, we've got to talk about Skaven at the minute. The Skaven players have gone mental, absolutely mental, which was really fun. Like, we're going to talk about a cookie cutter list in a minute for Skaven, and then a bunch of the other lists, which are super weird and out there, which is really, really, really fun. Big, big fan of that. Then in with four armies each, there's Slaves of Darkness, there's Daughters of Cain, and there's Iron Jars. Iron Jars? Now, with some of the big shooting units out there, specifically Seraphon and Disciples of Tzeentch, and then also with Fire Slayers and Eidoneth Deepkin, which are the two other combat monsters, really. Like, can your combat beat Fire Slayers, and can your combat beat Eidoneth Deepkin? Is a constant conversation that you'll have when you play Age of Sigmar. So... it's interesting to see them out of the pile, and then we've seen Daughters of Cain and Iron Jaws, which are two very combat-heavy armies in here. The Daughters of Cain armies are broken down into three Hagnar, one Calibron, and the Iron Jaws are just generally a mix of everything, with a big shout-out to Orcman, who has taken the Boss Battalion. We'll talk about that in a minute as well, which is wild. Ben Biddis, how do I get involved with TTS events? So if you type in, so there's the Hammer Time Discord server. I'm sure one of the guys in the chat will be able to invite you, which I think is fun. You guys should be able to do that. So yeah, those are the lists. Now there's some very fun stuff. If Owen was here, he'd be able to like give you more detail. But one of the factions that's been missing a lot on Tabletop Simulator, just from being played, has been Karajan Overlords. They're rarely seen in these TTS events for some reason. Me and Owen have talked about it a lot. We're not really sure why, at all. But you know, there they are. But now there are two here. I can't really think of a reason why they would get banned, but they have been. Not banned. I don't know why they haven't been taken. That stuff at the beginning has thrown me off. And I also hate doing this on my own, because I'm just presenting. Hey, Twitch chat, hope you will. Big love to you. Podcast guys, have a drink of water. In fact, I'm going to slow myself down, and then we're going to smash it. Let's go. 2021's our year, baby. I said that about 2020 as well. Let's go. Anyway, so KO weren't seen much, right? No idea why. There was some reason. Don't know what the reason was. They weren't seen much, but they are represented here. And hilariously, they both are Barrack Ziflin, and they both got Spell in the Bottle. However, what's fun is the Spell in the Bottle is a different Spell in the Bottle to what we normally see. One of them has got the Darkfire Demon Rift from Saves to Darkness, which is the endless spell, which is really good into magic, which is interesting because there's no Lumineth Realm Lords for them to hit in, which is where I think it would be strongest. Same into Seraphon as well, I guess. And then there's also, obviously, the Warp Lightning Vortex. However, the Darkfire Demon Rift, I know Owen would be a fan of this, because there's two artifacts in there. There's a Spell in the Bottle, and there's the Bomblets, and I know that Owen's a huge fan of the Bomblets, so I'm going to make sure that I just put that in there. I think Lumineth must have been banned as well. Lumineth must have been banned because there's no Lumineth here. Yeah, there's no Lumineth, so. All clans is the most represented if you group up all the factions from that book, says Epic Wurzel. That's a good point. Well made. Appreciate you a lot there. Yeah, there is. There's a couple of Bone Splitters lists, which are generally your classic Bone Splitter lists, with your big Rogue Idol. There's a couple of big WAR lists as well. One's got a small unit of big stabbers, but it's pretty much a mixed arms list like we see with most big WAR lists. And then the other one is, again, another mixed arms list with a Rogue Idol. So the Iron Jaws book still strong and represented there, which I think is really good. I think that's a kind of like an overlook. Oh, some standouts in the meta for stuff that's there. There's a Sylvaneth army there. Big shout out to my man, Math Mallow. Who's got a Dreadwood with a bunch of Kurnoth Hunters, which is super fun. Not necessarily like brilliant, but it's there, which is cool. There's also a Khorne list. This is massive. It's got a Brass Stampede in it, which I really like. I think it's the only Khorne list. I think there's only one. It's got a Brass Stampede in, so it's got loads of crushers. But it's also got a bunch of Khorgoraths. Which is great. It's not great as in its ability to play, but like, I can't wait to see how that does. Loads of Khorgoraths. Question in the chat, is there any Marathi? Yes. Actually, one of the conversations I had when the Marathi book came out, one of the conversations I like talked about was, with the points increase of Marathi, would we see Daughters of Cain players include Marathi in their list? Because there was always a conversation about bodies on the board in the Daughters of Cain list. Did they put Marathi in, or did they have more bodies? It seems like the answer is yes, because all four Daughters of Cain lists have got Marathi in. So she's clearly enough of a, like, an impact that she's in there. There's the Calibron list, by the way, super cool. It's got the new Iron Scale character in. It's not one of the ones that we're going to deep dive. It's got the new Iron Scale character in whatever the box set was, and it's also got the Temple Nest War Scroll Battalion, which is super, super fun. Only four Death Armies, yes, but they're all very cool. And also, you know, there's loads of breakdown here, so let me make sure I go get this right for you guys, and then we'll try this out. So I'm going to talk about some of the lists now. So the first one we could talk about is a death list. So we'll talk about Arthur Volgaris's Mortis Praetorians list. So it's an OCR Bone Reapers list. He's got Catacross, he's got Xantos, and then he's got 2x10 Mortec Guard. and 15 Kavalos Death Riders, but he's got this absolutely baller unit of 9 Immortus Guard, which I just think is absolutely brilliant. Just run Catacross and Immortus Guard around together and just smash face with them. It's a pretty terrifying unit. Catacross with them as well, and it's going to be very interesting. And he's also got this other big brick of Death Riders. So I feel like he's going to be pinning. He's not going to be doing the kind of classic trade, you little small unit here, you trade off. Some of the lists that we're going to see in the future, they're going to trade off here. But this isn't going to do that. This is going to push in and pin you in and just try and grind you out, which I think is fun. Yeah, that's super cool. And it's going to look brilliant. Like, in real life, that would look like 11 out of 10. So, yeah, very, very cool. That's very cool. I really like that list. I thought that was fun and one worth mentioning. Now, the next list is a bit of a famous list. There's lots to break down here by our man Benjamin Sava, legend himself. And I don't know if you guys saw his, like, Lady Tech list on Twitter, but outrageous. Outrageous is all I could, the only way I can describe it. So he's got a Ravagers list, and he's got Archeon as well. Archeon making a big showing, actually. He's also in both Celeste lists that we're going to look at, which is super fun. But yeah, so this is Benjamin's, like, tried and tested, and hopefully we'll get him on the show in the next couple of weeks. We've talked about it on the show before, but this is his Bravery Bomb list. As much as I'm about to talk about a Slaves to Darkness Ravagers list, I think it's his Bravery Bomb list. So he's got Archeon, he's got a Chaos Lord, who's got the Mark of Nurgle. They've all got the Mark of Nurgle. He's got 2 Chaos Sorcerer Lords as well. And then he's got 5 Chaos Marauder Horsemen twice. He's got 5 Chaos Warriors. He's got the Mind Steel Spherinx, which is going to make you strike last, which is wild. And then he's also got 6 Crypt Flayers, the Tome of Eyes, and the Horrorghast. It's completely... can you... Your camera display... Oh, hold on. Can you guys not see the list? Yeah, 1 second. Sorry about this. Let me sort this out for you guys. That makes loads of sense. If I just do the other side. Oof, there we go. Sorry about that, everyone. Cheers. Right, there we go. Right. Right, so yeah, so this is, like, there's a lot to break down in this list. In of itself, it deserves its own kind of show to talk about this, talk about the depth of what you can do here and what's available. So I'll do it on another show, hopefully with Benjamin, we'll get him on. That'd be super fun to talk about. But the thing that to talk about here is these 6 Crypt Flayers that are in the list, as you guys can see. So their ability to do mortal wounds to units with their shooting attack if their bravery is low enough. So a lot of what's happening here is to lower the bravery with the rest of the army and then use that. I mean, Archeon can also fight. Obviously, he's got Pioneer Attack twice. You've obviously got Fight Last from the Mind Stealer Spherinx as well available here. So there's so much. So the Crypt Flayers aren't allies. The Crypt Flayers are mercenaries. Yeah? If that helps you all out. So it's a mercenary. Because mercenaries are allowed. Yeah? Minus 10 bravery available. Thanks, Benjamin. Love to have you on the show to talk about it if you fancy at some point. So yeah, minus 10 bravery available from this list, which means you can do a lot more wounds out of Crypt Flayers. Super exciting. Super exciting. I'm going to include all these lists in the show notes if you guys want to talk about it. But there's loads to unpack there. Like, far too much to go into. Like a recap. So that's that. Now, the Skaven players have smashed it, right? Now, we talked about Cole's list on the show with Adam, because he was playing in the Butcher's Buffy GT, I'm pretty certain. So we talked about Cole's list, or generally Cole. So Cole has got a Skaventide list, which is, I don't want to, like, not cookie cutter, but it's like, it's got a lot of the elements you would necessarily see in a Skaven list that is like a kind of cookie cutter, right? So an Arch Warlock, always really good. Plague Priest on Plague Furnace is a little bit different. You don't often see that. Normally that'd be a Bell. And then a Vermin Lord Deceiver, which I would say is becoming very popular. Then you've got 2x20 Clan Rats, and you've got 20 Storm Vermin. And then he's got 40 Plague Months, which you still see, which is super cool, and 6 Storm Fiends. So all of these work together super well. He's got, like, a really good combat block in the Plague Monks, buffed up by the Plague Priest on Plague Furnace as well. Vermilord Deceivers are able to fly around and drop that Warp Lightning Vortex. So, great guy, great list. Exactly. It's just a super good list. It's really good. It's really effective. It's got all the strength you could need. The rest of the Skaven players, though, have lost their fucking minds, right? So also, there was another list that was like this as well. There was another Skaven list that was Kukikur. So then Echo Scorpion, Skaven Tide from Shaman. He's got Plague Priest on Plague Furnace. He's got Plague Priest on Plague Furnace again and the Vermin Lord Corruptor. And then he's got 2x40 Plague Monks, 2x20 Plague Monks in the Congregation of Filth, the Virulent Procession, and another Congregation of Filth. All in there. I think that makes it a one drop. I think it's 2 Warscroll Battalions and then the Virulent Procession on top. So it's a one drop. It's a lot of very, very, fragile wounds, but they're going to do a lot of damage. A lot. He's obviously got the Liber Buconis there. Liber Buconicus he's got available there, and that is going to make him be able to get those prayers off loads better, which is good. It's super fun, but this is not the end of what the Skaven players are up to, because you've also got Paul is right. He's got a Warlock Bombardier, and then he's got, which is just a Warlock Bombardier. Okay, fair enough, you know. Then he's got 20 Clan Rats, 20 Clan Rats, and 20 Clan Rats. You think, okay, that's a pretty light on characters. That's wild. And you think, but what's that? 4 Hellpit Abominations. And then I think that's the max unit of Warlock Jezail. So it might be 12 or it might be 9. I can't remember exactly. it's just wild. I mean, I really like Hellpits. I think you can put 1 Hellpit in an army as like a threat. 4 is nuts. But he's also got the Chronomantic Cogs as well. So he's going to be able to add some pluses to his charge, give him another opportunity to get in there. get him, Paul. Yeah, everyone's into this. This is a great list. This is a great list. Triple Plagued. Oh, and also, big shout out to Mark Meermouse. I don't know if he's watching right now, but if he is, or even if he's not watching right now, one of the things is he's included a Chaos Sorcerer Lord of the Mark of Nurgle and some Varangard in his Skaven list, which is confusing me. I looked up loads of War Scrolls and I was like, is he able to buff them somehow because of the Nurgle keyword? Because they're Mark Nurgle. And I can't see it. So if there's some sort of hack in there that he's discovered that I can't understand, I'd love him to tell me, but it's pretty wild. So just to let you know why the Hellpit Abominations are pretty good into hordes. Like, they do a load of mortal wounds. Like, if you could ever get, like, a Hellpit Abomination that's not been hurt into a block of 40 Mortec Guard, it'll take out a ton of them, which is really good. So they're super, super strong. They're actually arguably really good into Yeet Wing. So the Stormcast Eternals, not quite as good. They're really good into hordes, basically, because they do a ton of mortal wounds. And yet, if they die, they're able to come back to life on D6 wounds, which is quite fun. So he's got 4 opportunities to do that. So, yeah. Yeah, and if all 4 make their will not die rolls, then, yeah, they'll all come back. That would be good. The Jezails at least keep the enemy honest, because they'll just be pinging shots out from the back of the board. So he has to go and, like, shut down those Jezails, probably. So the Hellpits might get the opportunity to fight into the midfield. Problem is their 2d6 movement. Anyway, I could talk about those guys all day. Now, this is Eric's list, Eric Frostberg. So he has got he's got a hybrid list. So there's 2 lists that we're talking about a lot at the minute when it comes to Stormcast. You've got Yeet Wing, which is with the Stormkeep Patrol. You take a bunch of Liberators and you throw them forward. So that's the Yeet Wing. We talked about that, or Darren talked about that on the List Diary show. And we've seen that used to terrible effect by some players at TTS events. but we've also got seen the Shootcast list. And Eric here, there's 2 Stormcast players. And the other player is running a Shootcast list, a more purist Shootcast list, which is a very hyper-competitive shooting army available. However, Eric is doing a little bit of both. So he's got a Knight Incanter, he's got Lord Castellan and Lord Veriton, and then he's got the Lord Relictor here. Then he's got 30 Liberators, 2x5 Liberators, he's got 6 Griffhounds, and he's got 9 Vanguard Raptors with Longstrike Crossbows, he's got 2x3 Aether Wings, and he's got the Stormkeep Patrol and the extra command point. So he starts out with 2 command points, so it does mean he's going to be able to shoot in the shooting phase, in the hero phase initially, with his unit of Vanguard Raptors with long strike crossbows, and then he can yeet forward his Liberators and keep them safe somewhere in. Now, or if he wants to, because the Vanguard Raptors long strike crossbows are also in the battalion with the Liberators, they could all yeet somewhere on the board. So it's at least interesting because instead of going for the double Liberator shot, there's the Liberators with the Vanguard Raptors because they could both go inside that War Scroll battalion. So a little bit interesting. Don't know what you guys think in the chat. But like, it's nice seeing that mix up there. I'd be interested to see how that plays out. Now, next up, Hippie Chef. I don't know what to call this list. So as far as I am aware, this is Chris Welfare's thing, but it might have happened beforehand. So I apologize if not. So this is Mortally Wounded on Twitter. So Chris Welfare has pretty much come up with this Vargulf Courtier with the Billowist Decanter, he's just a nuclear missile. Me and Owen have talked about on the show previously. Might have been last week, might have been the week before. I think it was the week before. So this Billowist Decanter, what happens is you can stack a bunch of attacks with the Billowist Decanter and also with all the other spells onto the Vargulf Courtier, and you can do a insane amount of damage coming out of there. And he's called him Janice, which I think is quite cool. Then there's Dr. Teeth, Burr, and Animal, so you've got an Abhorrent Ghoul King, a Royal Terrorgeist, an Abhorrent Ghoul King, an Abhorrent Art Regent, and then he's got 2x10 Crypt Ghouls, Crypt Horrors. He's got Corpse Car, and then he's got 3 Crypt Flayers in there as well, in Royal Mordants, and it's the Royal Family. So really, it's also Grand Court Hollowmourn. So I'd be very interested to see how this plays. That Courtier, could do some amazing work and damage. So it'd be really, really, really fun to see. Are they named after Muppets? Bert, Dr. Teeth, Animal, and Janice? Maybe. I'm not sure. It's low on the wound count initially, but there's a lot of output there. And I really like this list. Does anyone know yet what we're calling the list where you buff up the Vargulf Courtier and you launch him forward? I think it has a name. Chris has come up with it, but I need to research it. So it'd be super fun to see that Vargulf Courtier do his thing. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, Age of Sebmar and the other player who are running Sinesh, there are 2 Sinesh lists, is running a Lurid Haze Archeon list. Now, they're different to each other, but they both have an Archeon in the list, basically. So I'm really, really here for it. Really here for this. So he's got Archeon, obviously. He's got the Chaos Sorcerer Lord and a Keeper of Secrets. Now, you're able to, at the start of the battle with Lurid Haze, you're able to take D3 units off the board, and then, at the end of your first movement phase, put them back on the board. So, effectively, that's really clever as an anti-shooting mechanic, which I think is just really, really fun. You're able to just lift them all up, put them somewhere else. So, and it's pre-game. So, if someone, gets in you, it's just really, really clever. So pre-game, lift the units up, and I think the units he'll lift up are obviously the Keeper of Secrets and Archeon, and basically put them somewhere else, and then everything else is in the Pleasure-Bound Warband. So then I think what that does, so I think that's the Chaos Marauders, the Chaos Warriors, the Chaos Warriors. 20 Chaos Marauders, 5 Chaos Warriors, 5 Chaos Warriors, and 20 Chaos Marauders. Yeah, so that makes it a 2-drop, and then that means he gets the choice. So that pre-game takeoff, and then his ability to redeploy means he'll get the choice to go first often, and means he'll be able to do stuff. So I like that. I think that's a cool list. And I'm going to do a deep dive on this list. Maybe Seb will come on the show and talk to me about it. But I think a deep dive on that list would be something super fun, because Sinesh, as I've talked about before, have been struggling a little bit in competitive play, and I think this is one of those that are really up there, and I'd be very excited to see this play. There's loads of tricks and stuff in here. Right, so that is the Lurid Haze list. There are 2 of those playing, so I'll be interested to see how they play out over the weekend. Oh, it's not weekend, the day. This is just for me. If no one gives a shit, just me. Me and Jake Roosie, yeah, this is all I care about, right? He's got a Legion of Asgore list. I'm a little bit disappointed he doesn't have a Bull Centre Torak. He's just got 3 Demon Smiths, but that's fine, because they can effectively do D3 Mortal Wounds each within 6 inches, and they move 4, so 10 inches. So they could do 10 D3 Mortal Wounds, 3D3 Mortal Wounds within 10 inches every shooting phase, which is quite good. They've got a great spell, which is minus one to hit, and you can't run, so that's super good. Oh, is it half move? No, can't run. So that's really good, like from the Demonsmith spell. And then he's got an ugly one. So there's not really much to talk about here, other than he's got 90 Infernal Guard Fire Glaives, which is sweet. So that's even more. Shots that you get in. So I think maybe he tweeted at me, or I'm not sure. But effectively, they've got a shot each. So that's 90 shots. Any sixes to hit are going to cause a mortal wound. And those sixes flat. So it's not six pluses. Yeah? So it's just beautiful. Beautiful. And then he's taken 3 units of 9 Untamed Beasts, which I think is also great. Send them up early. Get them to score objectives. Run your dwarves behind. If anyone messes with you, start firing at them, which is great. You've got 90 wounds on a 4-up save. And then he's got 4 Magma Cannons, which are a little bit unreliable, but they've got a 24-inch range, 27-inch range when they move. So those guys, so they don't normally, they get a bonus if they're near the Demonsmiths, but they will be near the Demonsmiths. And again, you could potentially maximum damage 24 mortal wounds out of those Magma Cannons. Realistically, more like 12 on average. That's still not bad within 24 inches. So there's a lot of shots coming out there, and he's going to be hoping to roll really well on those Magma Cannons. Listen, it's not the best list in the world. I just spoke about it for me, because my little Chaos Bros, just those guys, yeah. So I'm really into that. Really into that list. Next up is a list by, you can't ignore Philip Kartiev, so a member of the Russian ETC team, and a super fun list. Here, but I think also has got some play. So it's a Hammerhall Cities of Sigmar list, and there it's the only Hammerhall one. The rest are either Living City or they are. There's 2 Living Cities. Toriel's got a really, really fun one. There's 2 Living City lists, and then there are 3 Hallowheart lists. So this list has got an Anointed, who's the general, and it's got an Anointed of Assyrian of Flames by Phoenix, Anointed of Assyrian of Frostheart Phoenix with the Twin Stone, and then the Knight Encanter with the Wings of Fire. And then there are 2x30 Phoenix Guard and 2x10 Phoenix Guard. Now, not necessarily much like clever play, but a very, very, very tough army. The army's going to be minus one to wound coming out of the Frost Heart. If the Flamespire dies and comes back, that's going to be massive. Obviously, he's in Hammerhall as well, so both of those characters, or anyone that gets, once they get into their opponent's deployment, zones, they're going to be able to fight again, which is huge. And in their own deployment, they've got that plus one save. So they're super tanky, or they're even more outputty, which is kind of perfect, ultimately. Those 10 Phoenix Guard holding back objectives were going to do a solid job, in my opinion. And then the Anointeds are just, they're all very tough. It's a very, very, very tough army. Like, this will just be a grind. And if I could ever be asked to build that many Phoenix Guard, I'd maybe play this. But this will be horrific to play against. Because effectively, wound count on this is 114. But actually, it's not. Because of that 4-up DPR save that you get on all of the Phoenix Guard and all of the Anointeds, ignore the Encanter, really. It's basically double that. So it's effectively a 220 wounds here on a 3-up save in their deployment. Yes, that's right. Or fighting twice. It's pretty horrific. Pretty horrific. But, like, I mean, it will look, if you painted that up, like, if that was an army you painted up on the tabletop, that would look baller. I'm just going to say it. I hope he gets matched up with the Dragfoot. Me too. Now, the next list that I really liked is Legion of the First Prince. So it's a localist. So Legion of Chaos Ascendant, found in the Wrath of the Everchosen book. So you've got Bellacor, a Fluxmaster, who's a Herald of Zeench on a disc, and there's 2 of those, and the blue scribes, and then it's 4x10 pink horrors of Zeench, and it's 4x10 brimstone horrors of Zeench. I'm so sorry, I cannot enunciate today. There's 4 lots of 10 pink horrors, and there's 4 lots of 10 brimstone horrors, and they're all in the Hosts of Arcane battalion. And he's also got the Geminids of Orgish, and he's got the prismatic palisades. Oh wait, is it Battleshock immune? Thank you, Pescu. Thank you. The last list isn't plus one save, it's Battleshock immune. I'm sorry. I only got access to the lists very early, like not very early today. So I apologize if some of the things aren't spot on. But some of these lists are so exciting. I'm just going to do some extra shows on them later in the week because they're just super fun, even if they're not like top end. Anyway, this is really fun. They're all inside that War Scroll Battalion. It's in a Legion of Chaos Ascendant army anyway. It's Bellicor. It's in Bellicor's extra battalion as well. So that whole army's got a 6-up DPR on top of their 6-up DPR, which is on the Pink Horrors. You can't do both, obviously. But after that, they've all got that 6-up DPR, which is really good. So fun army. disgusting. This is a disgusting list, but super fun for Steve to play with and really fun to like break down later. Now, Sexual is a go. This isn't necessarily like a game-changing list, but this is just a fun list for me. So he has taken a Mega Boss or More Crusher, a Mega Boss or More Crusher, and two Uruk Mega Bosses. Yeah. He's got 10 Uruk Brutes, 5 Uruk Brutes, and 5 more Uruk Brutes. And they are in Da Boss Fist, which Da Boss Fist gets some CP, but also, most importantly, gives everyone, including the mounts, +1 attack. Yeah? +1 attack, including the mounts on all their weapons. Yeah, so that Mega Boss is going to do some more work. Yeah, and he's kitted them all out for, like, damage. He's kitted them out for, like, pure, raw power. Yeah. So that's a fun list. It's not necessarily... Like, I would like to see that just hit the Phoenix Guard. Stop. Die. But it's still fun. And I think... Oh, is that it? No, I wanted to talk about... Sorry, everyone. I thought I'd got one of the Hallow Heart lists. So a couple of the Hallow Heart lists that I like. One of them has got the bridge, and it's got the big brick of Iron Breakers, and then the big brick of Iron Drakes, which is very, very cool. Some other standout lists that we see there. There are two Gloomspite Gits players, both of whom have taken maximum Trogoths. So they're all doing Trogoths, which is just awesome. Yeah, so big tick on those. The other Osiarchs list, there's the Mortis Praetorians list, which we talked about with 9 Immortis Guard. There's also a Nagash list in Staliarch Lords, which I want to see play. Big fan of that list. That one sounds great. There's one Gargants list being run by our man, Matt Goldsborough, that guy, from South London Legion. Now, he is painting this army up, and it looks really, really nice. So he's taken a Kraken Eater in Takers. He's taken another Kraken Eater, and he's taken two Kraken Eaters, and I think he's taken a War Stomper, and then some little mini Gargants as well. So there's only one Gargants list. We've talked about the Khorne list. Sylvaneth, my man Math Mallow, with the Dreadwood, with all the Kurnoth Hunters. The Vargorf Bomb we've talked about. Now, Ogre Moor Tribes, there's some cool lists coming out of the Ogre Moor Tribes. Stuart's here with what I think is now Stuart's list. He's added some Noblars into his Tyrant Gutguard list, which is cool. Very fun. I want Stuart to know that I intend to build and paint that army myself next year. That's what I'm going to do. But I'm going to do it all out of 3D printed models from Titanforge with the pirate models, if you guys have seen them, pirate ogres. It's going to be, I'm so excited about that. So that's an amazing list. That's Stuart's list at this point. We've talked about it loads on the show. It's had some changes, but still just okay. The Trog lists were funky. They're all funky. All Trog lists are funky. Not really much to sing about with the Trogs. There's some Rock Guts, there's some Fell Waters. That's the Trogs. A couple of the other Ogre lists are interesting, though. There's a Blood Gullet list with the Yul'bad, which is quite fun. And then there's also a really interesting list where the Hunter is the general in a list. And then there are 8 Frost Sabers, 4x2, as the battle line choices, which I think is quite interesting. And potentially keeping them off the board, which is fun. But it also means you're not tied in, yeah, to having to have... I think that's right. I'm pretty certain that's right. But it's meant you're not having to spend points on Mournfang or anything else. Yeah, exactly. I did that. KO, Ziflin in Bottles, talked about that. Everyone's wild. Slaves to Darkness. So there are 4 Slaves to Darkness lists. And interesting way, even though Nurgle is banned, interesting way of getting around that is all the Slaves to Darkness list, everyone is marked Nurgle. Just makes it much easier. Makes it much easier to get around it with some fun keywording. And then there are two Knights of the Empty Throne list, which is really fun to see that like getting more and more popular. Very, very, very excited about that. That we've seen a bunch of those. One of them has got double War Shrine, which is very cool, and we're all about it. And then there's a Ravagers list run by Benjamin, which we talked about, which is the Bravery Bomb list, and again, more Archeon in there. And then there's a Despoilers list as well. In the Plague Touch Warband. And it's got a big brick of 20 warriors as well, which is something we've seen regularly as well. I think that's all my notes. Fuck yeah. anyone got any questions? But what's fun is, I think, and how could I forget? Beast of Chaos, there's only one list, but it's full of cocks. There is the Cockatrice list. The famous Cockatrice list is obviously the Cockatrice list is famous at this point. I don't know how many there are. Maybe there are 14. But Beast of Chaos with like 13, 14 Cockatrices. So if you guys have just joined us, like Maverick has in the chat and Mike Cummings, this event is a TTS event where the top factions have been banned off. So they're not able to play. Because it's TTS, it doesn't affect anyone's collections or anything like that. You know, people can just roll different armies. It's still a busy event. There's still 50 players or 48 players playing. It's just a way to see what the game would look like and just how what armies you could play. And then because of the community rocking around, Owen's TTS community, and generally the TTS community, sorry, not just Owen's, the TTS community in large is a fun one, and they're all getting on board with the idea. So I think it's a clever thing. I think it's a clever idea. I'm looking forward to it. We should be doing coverage tomorrow. Me and James will be doing the first game. Third game me and Dan are doing. Just sorting out some staff and stuff. So we should be doing coverage for the event tomorrow. So you guys should be able to join us all day tomorrow, where we'll be talking about the plays, the armies. We'll be seeing what's going on, who's won what. We'll just be like shooting the shit, which is going to be super fun. We'll be doing some of our coverage of the TTS event. I'm very much looking forward to it. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be live all day. Hopefully we'll see some of these lists play. Does anyone have a favorite list out of all of these? The problem is because it's so dynamically different, there's so much I want to see play here. I'm very much looking forward to it. Completely. Plus, loads of new models have just come out from, we've seen some new models, coming out. So, yeah, that's it. Smashed it, gentlemen. We smashed it. First show of the year. Not a bad start, eh? We'll take that. Not a bad show at all. I want to watch the Boss Fist play. Me too. hey, Speckles, you want to see the Feck list? Yeah, you do. The Vargorf Bomb. You should 100% do the Vargorf Bomb. I think that's a very fun idea. I'm looking forward to that as well. There we go. All right, well, if there's no questions, Twitch chat, will Owen release lists on Tabletop.to? Yes, he will. He's just having a busy day today. When he's got around to it, he will. He will 100% do that, I promise. Anything else? Is the destruction list 3x Magma Dragons or no? High on Heresy, it's not. It should be, because, oh boy. Gorkamorka, I'm excited for the stream tomorrow while I'm hobbing my heart out. Good. Happy about that. Inferno Storms, War Machine. Well, good. Listen, you guys all have a great new year. I know, like, just because it's a new day doesn't mean it's any better than it was last year. However, looking forward, loads of love. I hope you guys have a great year. I'm looking forward to having a great year. Let's try our hardest. Anything I can do, always feel free to tweet me, reach out to me, drop me messages, shows you want to see, ideas, things that you think would be better for you guys, like presentation or anything. Let us know. Looking to make the show as good as possible over the next year, and it'll be really fun. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast. Please do stay hydrated. Thank you to everyone who joins me live, like K-Dread, yes, Chris CB, Paul SS. I'll do that. Battlechode, big love to you. Vito, happy new year. And thank you to everyone on the Wargaming Patreon. Couldn't do it without you. So we'll be live tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. I'll see you soon.